You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Gentlemen, start your engine!
Triangle Tire, Tires for Life presents Dave's Corner Garage. The following is a paid program. Opinions on the show are always expressed with a certain joie de vivre. Please consult a doctor before listening, as laughter can be infectious. Buckle in, everyone. It's time to get this show on the road. Time for Dave's Corner Garage, your Saturday morning joyride on Zoomer Radio. Got a car query? Call now, 416-360-0740, or toll free at 1-866-740-4740.
Giddy up, Al.
Well, I had to do that because I keep forgetting that we're actually, there's video.
Yeah, there's video now.
Yeah, we're here for pictures. Did you have your perfect radio makeup on?
No.
No.
Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance is joining us today. And yes, we are on YouTube. It's Dave's Corner Garage on YouTube. So feel free to check us out.
Excellent.
I shaved this morning on purpose. You know, I mean, Amy's going to just assume it was because we have a lady in the house, you know, but it was because we're also on the television, eh?
All right. Thank you for the heads up on that one. I will know for next time.
You're already up there, actually. There's an episode with you on the YouTubes. Yes, yes.
Oh,
yes,
fantastic!
An old one.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you get Oliver, to climb the channel, you know, and then Zsa Zsa's down below. If he turns the antenna the right way, you can actually get it in Hooterville.
You could.
Right?
You probably could down in my country. Don't blink.
Hooterville, is it?
I know. No, Cambrai.
I don't even know where that is.
We have a stop sign.
Ooh.
We do. We're big. We're big.
Do people stop at the stop sign or does this kind of blow it?
Well, we don't have Constable Carey here, so I'm going to say sometimes.
Well, we do have a police officer on the show later.
Oh.
Yeah, Toronto Police PC Sean Shapiro. We're going to talk a little bit about traffic things and electric things a little bit later in the show.
I have to ask him. Apparently, there's a number of expressions for blowing a stop sign.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was a California crawl or something.
Yeah, my father used that because we
did. You say there was an Idaho something?
No, that was Sean.
Sean said there was...
Yeah, Idaho stop. So we're going to have to get an explanation. I'm sure that means a roll through a stop sign.
Yeah.
Yes. But I look both ways.
I sure hope so.
I did get pulled over, actually, just a while back for one of those, and the policeman said, it doesn't say slow, it says stop. I said, yeah, you're right, I guess it does.
Yep.
But I looked both ways, Evan, because I saw you there. Well, if you saw me there, sir, then why didn't you come to a complete stop, you know?
Yep.
I wasn't winning that argument. Nah,
I don't like talking to the police when I'm in my car.
Uh-huh.
No.
On the radio show, no problem.
All right, well, we got Sean, because there's other problems on the road, too. We've got these issues with these all kinds of new, modern, mysterious vehicles with two wheels, four wheels, three wheels, powered by gas, electric, and human power. And it's a show, if you know what I mean.
It's a blank show.
Yes.
I experienced it this morning on the way to the radio station. You know, and they tend to be badly behaved. They pretend to be a pedestrian. They pretend to be a motorcycle. They pretend to be a bicycle, whatever it is. And of course, you can't do that. And a lot of them exceed the allowed speed. And then they become a motor vehicle. And then, surprise, surprise, they get a really big ticket.
So they need insurance.
They get a ticket for insurance. They get a ticket for not having a license.
So that's why Amy's here, for Wayfair. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if can you insure those? Probably not, because they're not legal motor vehicles.
They're not. But if you have them at your campground, we can give you an added coverage for them while you're at the campground only. You take it off.
Yeah, but it's only going to be if someone steals it, no?
Yes.
There you go.
Or theft.
That would be Brian, actually.
Yeah.
And he'd be throwing it under the rear wheels of his latest model that he's driving.
I got a big truck to run it over with.
Oh, it's dented. Darn. That wheel's looking like a pretzel. All right, speaking of pretzels, we got to get out of here. And we're going to be back with Amy right after this break. This is Dave's Corner Garage.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance. We were just talking about catalytic converters, and thankfully we don't have to spell catalytic.
That's exactly it, because you don't see my writing.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, I don't even know if you've... No, it's spelled right.
It looks right here.
It's correct.
It does look right.
So why are we talking about catalytic converters?
We are because it's the time of year that you are going to start opening up your motorhomes, travel trailers, park models, campgrounds are opening up, and you want to make sure you are ready to go this spring. Actually, some of the campgrounds have already started opening.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And people are already in there because we had actually warm weather a couple of weeks ago. So... everyone got it started. People are already going to their trailers. Some of them, provincial parks, are all starting to open up everything. Private campgrounds. So one of the big things to start off with motorhomes, because here, like Wayfair Insurance Group, we revolve around you and specialize in all of these insurance coverages that you may not realize you need, right?
True.
So if you're in your motorhome, you try and start it. It doesn't start. May want to check your battery, but if your battery's there, try your catalytic converter because a lot of people are stealing those.
Exactly. So if you start your motorhome and it makes a terrible noise.
Yes, I should state that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chances are your catalytic converter's been stolen. Yeah, one of my neighbors had her catalytic converter stolen. I heard the car. I'm like, oh no, I know exactly what's going on.
Did you stay in your car? Did you help her?
Oh, I helped
her. Did you stay in the house?
Yeah, I helped her. And I helped her get a new car too.
Well, there's not a whole lot you can do except for crawl underneath and go, oh, yeah, I see the saw marks.
Yeah, right?
I just took my camera, SUV, so of course they crawled under, hacked it off and took off with it. But it was unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I don't know.
But it happens.
They're pretty darn fast, I think. Like,
it's no time at all.
Buggers is what I say. But it's a pain in the arse. But it's okay. If you're with us, you're going to be covered for that.
Exactly.
So that's the one thing with your motorhomes, to start opening up to check. So you want to make sure your battery's in there. A lot of times, and especially if you did not charge it when you put it away for the wintertime, you should always charge it and check on it. The last thing you need is a dead battery, because the juice inside of it, if you let it go dead a couple of times, it doesn't last as long.
Mm-hmm.
I can promise you, if you did not prep the vehicle beforehand, it's outside.
Yep.
It's not started.
It's dead.
It's not. Yep.
Yep.
So then you'll need your battery booster, and make sure that's charged before you go out too.
So what you do next year, but when you winterize it, okay, is you disconnect the battery, or you put a trickle charger on it.
Yes.
And or a voltage minder, I think they call it, actually, a battery minder.
Yeah, I've got one of those. I haven't used it in years.
Yeah, it's a device that, because you don't want to overcharge it either, because you can ruin the battery by overcharging or undercharging.
Yep.
Yep. So that's an important thing to do. Ideally, you would take it out of the vehicle. Do you find that most people that go camping, they're kind of handy, more blue-collar-ish rather than...
Yes.
Yeah?
Yep.
Otherwise, the other ones all go to a hotel, I guess.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly it.
That's me.
Oh, right.
I like hotels.
The hands up.
I like hotels. I stayed in a very nice hotel this week. Had valet. It was lovely.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
My wife said that the most outdoorsy thing she would do would be a motel.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's pushing some limits. I don't know.
Yep. So once you've got your battery and
you started it up and it's not making
it up.
Noise.
Exactly. You're doing well. Check your tires before you leave and your brakes. Don't do, and I tell you guys this because I live it. Things happen. That's why you have us. And, well, because we had a travel trailer. We actually just sold it because the kids are getting older. We need to upgrade. They're a little tall. They don't fit on the couch or the table anymore.
Yep.
But check your tires.
That's so important. Absolutely. When they've been sitting for a few months, it's so important.
Yes, you want, because you're going to have to blow them up.
For sure.
Because they will deflate some. Check and see if you've got those spokes poking out. If you see little wires sticking out of your tires.
Oh, that's,
you
have, that's very bad news.
Mm-hmm.
You got to check for cracks, any of the cords. If it looks unusual, definitely check. Don't drive in the tire.
Don't do it, because you're going to have a problem.
Bad
then
news.
Your tire's going to go, and then it's going to hit the underbelly of your motorhome or your travel trailer. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to say, Amy, if my tire does blow, will I be covered? Yes. But check your tires, because you don't want to go through claims right now. It's taken a little while for everything to get caught up. and to take it into the shops, then you just missed a quarter of your camping season.
Well, that's exactly it.
A quarter. Really? Well, maybe half. Yeah. All. Yeah.
But no, you know, if you've got a trip planned,
yep,
and a tire blows, I mean, you know, who knows how long it's going to take to get back on the road. You've ruined the start of the trip, at least.
Yes, like, you did.
That's no good.
Yep.
What else should people be checking?
You also want to check your awnings. So this is also for your motorhomes, travel trailers, if you have a park model as well. Because some people have the hard awnings, which is fine. But especially check the awnings. Because if you leave it out in the wintertime, we have snow low coverage, which you want to have. Some people say, hey, I don't have it. Ask your broker. If they don't, give us a call. Because if the snow load buckles your trailer,
yep.
And then sometimes, because y'all know your awning is really close to your trailer, and it will have a steep, it will build like a bridge and just keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of weight on your awning. So you want to pull it out to make sure that you had no coverage from the snow load as well. So you pull it out. If it doesn't all come out, then you're good.
It's all good. Great information. Although I thought the wire sticking out of the wheel was the bicycle that Brian drove over for cutting him off.
I didn't drive the guy
that
over. Wire I wanted
sticking
to.
Out.
The
oh
wire
my God.
Sticking out. I only say that because it's happened. I tell you, life happens.
Question, are you covered for stupid?
Yep.
Okay. That's important.
I only know because I had my dad. Remember, my dad hit a tree.
Oh, you're
he came
body.
Around. He,
throwing dads under the bus.
I know.
What are daughters for? I mean, really, come on.
I'm the youngest one.
There'll be way more of this frivolity if you stick around. This is Dave's Corner Garage and Camping Zone this morning, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Ellen Gelman and Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance. And don't we have a winner to announce from last week? The crown winner.
This is exciting.
Yes, it is. It is.
Look at Al. What was that thing about stupid?
Stupid
insurance?
Yes.
Gary, do you have it down there?
Yeah, so last week we gave away a crown application. What did you call it, Al?
Look at you, so perplexed. Guy's name is Gary Pryor from Tiny Township.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
There he is. He's Gary Pryor from Tiny Township, and he gets a free spray.
Yeah, that's it.
That's awesome.
What, that's the only reason.
That
what
is
I
awesome.
Thought.
That's what I thought, and everybody was laughing at me, and I thought, what are they talking about?
No. And if you want to get that under Cody,
he wasn't talking about Brian's dog, Monty, going by the car and...
Oh, spraying.
No, not that. Kinda, not that.
It's a crown rust protection spray, and Tiny Township thanks you for that.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Look at your face. I've never seen that before.
the look of terror.
www.stupid.com.
That's
about,
awesome. Congratulations.
Talk about throwing me under the motorhome there, eh?
I know. Yes.
Seriously.
You better tuck and roll, Al.
Congratulations to Gary.
Yes.
Gary Pryor from Tiny. So he gets a crown application. Not a spray. Well, maybe a spray, but we're calling it a crown application.
No, and great product. I mean, yes. You know, because a lot of the things, for example, that, you know, Amy mm-hmm. was talking about, for example, she said, you know, make sure you check your brakes if it's a drivable model. Those brake lines are underneath the vehicle. They rust.
They do.
The floor of the vehicle rusts out.
Yes, absolutely. And you have to make sure, because your travel trailers, you do have brakes in your travel trailers too, in the back. So mm-hmm. when you hook it up, like it's all your braking system. Make sure that's like, well, good as well.
Oh, look at me. Look at them.
Oh, look at them. Okay. Yeah. Because, and then when you're still opening up, I'm going to get to that because a lot of people don't realize. A lot of people say, because right now, if you're buying that new unit, because there's a lot of open houses happening right now. So you got Campkin's open house going right now. You've got the Hitch House going right now. Under this, like everyone's got open houses these next 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. So check those out because there's good deals, just like deals at the RV shows as well. But one thing, people, when you're looking for that insurance and you're or when you're opening up your trailer, you're like, is this covered? If you do have a claim, is this not covered? You want to make sure. As I said, we have snow low coverage. We have falling objects coverage. So in falling objects, you're like, well, what's falling? Well, trees. Those are trees if they fall down. So if you're at your park model and it takes down your gazebo because we have outbuildings or sheds, That's part of your package with us. Your contents. So let's say a tree fell down, you had some contents in there, and then you had your snow load and everything happening. That's part of our package.
Right. I mean, a lot of people will just call the regular insurance company, for example, mm-hmm. and say, you know, the company they're using for their car coverage or whatever, and say, you know, I just got a trailer. Am I covered? And there will be a basic coverage.
Yes.
I think you mentioned it.
Yep.
But that's only while the vehicle is hooked up, right?
That's right.
And once they unbuckle and they leave it there, it's a standalone.
Exactly.
And it's people not
are
covered.
Like, yep. And a lot of brokers, they're doing fine, like they're doing their job, but mm-hmm. it's just that little extra because we specialize in it.
Mm-hmm.
We know what, and we actually live and breathe it. So that's why we revolve around you. Like when you call us for RV insurance, we have an RV department. You call us for our collector car, we have our separate specialized RV collector car department. And these are actually people that have RVs. They have collector cars. You may say, do I? Yep, I do. It may not be, it's my husband's, but I still say it's mine anyways. But that's okay.
Well,
it's
half
still.
Of it.
Half of it, yep.
Front or the back? Which one do you want?
I'm taking the engine.
The Spencer
I'm taking
part.
The front, yep.
The Spencer part.
That's right. Yep. So you also want to make sure when you're looking for that coverage and you're opening up your trailers, like your this is good for your motorhomes, your park models, travel trailers, and even truck campers. People are like, oh, do I have a truck camper? If you do, we have that as well, because if you get into Lance, so Lance is a manufactured truck camper. Some people say, oh, that's pretty cheap. It's not. They're like $100,000, some
wow.
of these truck campers. So you want to make sure you have good coverage, and we have guaranteed coverage. But make sure when you're doing it, clean out your pipes.
Oh, we'll talk about that
okay.
when we come back.
Clean out the pipes.
Yes.
Don't look at me.
Yeah, pipe cleaning.
I was thinking about how my wallet was getting cleaned out. $100,000 for yeah. for a truck motor
a truck camper.
Wow.
Yeah, to fit on the bed of your truck. They're so nice.
Oh, you mean that's just the box that fits in your truck?
Yeah.
It doesn't include the truck?
No.
Oh, my wallet's empty. It's
yeah, done.
Just
all
go
right.
to a motel.
Go to yeah.
All right, this is Dave's Corner Garage. Having fun here on a Saturday morning. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Amy Bradley. I got to tell you guys, I learned something this week.
Mm-hmm. What was that?
Do you know why the British don't make computers?
No.
No.
Because they couldn't figure out how to make them leak.
Oh.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Did you rehearse that?
I did.
Speaking of spraying, there's one you can spray.
All right. Let's go back to the, I listened to that commercial spot. It said at Wayfair, we make it simpler. Okay. So here's the deal. A lot of people are quite simple who are going into this, okay? Especially during COVID. I mean, you saw huge numbers going up where people decided that this was a great way to cocoon. You know, they could mm-hmm. go for a vacation with their family, but they have no pre-experience, right? So, again, you know, you made, you know, you pull your motorhome into the shop and they said, how the heck did this happen? And it happened because, well, I didn't know. Like you
yep.
talked about making sure the awning works.
Mm-hmm.
How many people would just wait until it's time to unravel it and go, oh, geez, there's a big hole or it
yep.
doesn't move now.
That's right. And when did that happen? Because when you have a claim, we're going to ask you, when did it happen? So that's when you open up your trailers, motorhomes.
But Wayfair's coverage is so good. So
yes.
we're uncovering you. We're uncovering you. We're covering you for being dumb, in other words. Like we understand that it's not your fault. You didn't do it intentionally. You had
exactly.
no pre-warning or knowledge about it.
Nope.
But you're still going to be covered.
Yep.
That's great. Because I years ago at my shop, we had an accident with something. And they that's where they said to me, so we don't cover stupid.
And I went,
you know, like we'll cover a product if it failed or something like that. But if it was the person responsibility to do it right or wrong and they messed up.
Well, things happen in life.
Yes.
This is, well, I'm going to, well, love you, Dad. So,
oh, yeah.
Dad's coming.
No,
he
okay.
is. Whoa. So, Dad, he just got his trailer
mm-hmm.
and you have steps and a lot of steps you have to fold up and put in. Well, he was excited.
Be gentle with
him. I know. He was excited, pulled out of the driveway and we've got a little ditch and you have to come up onto the road.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he cut it pretty
close.
Oh, yes. Mom's yelling. We were there. And the steps went sideways because he cut it and then hit the ditch and went right up. So it happens.
Ooh.
You forget about things. And he didn't listen to mom.
You know,
mom
it's not, and it's not necessarily a fact of being old or being dumb.
I mean,
sometimes you get like
excited.
Brian, I'm sure you've been on YouTube channels and watched guys on motorcycles who forgot to put up their kickstand, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exact same. You get
kind
excited.
Of thing where, yeah, you know, you get distracted. You're holding it, and it, next thing you know, boom, boom.
Mm-hmm. Or your kids, is it time to go yet? Is it time to go yet? I have to pee. And you just forget stuff.
Yeah. Although, I think on the higher end bikes, there is a safety switch
that doesn't surprise me.
If the stand is not up, the starter will not engage. That's a good thing.
Oh, we don't have that.
Yeah.
None of that in your trailers.
While you were talking, I was thinking if I've done anything really stupid with trailers, and I'm pretty sure I haven't. Like I'm pretty thorough with prep, and I'm pretty sure I haven't done anything dumb yet.
Look at the humble meter. It's moving.
It is.
Well, we were talking about the ATVs. Guys are going hunting this weekend or whatever. You want to maybe just elaborate a bit on that?
Yeah, so hunting season is happening. Everything's starting to open up again. It's getting to be turkey season and everything, so people want to go up there and start hunting. And you will see people with their trucks. Then you'll have their trailers. And then you'll have another ATV or their boats being pulled behind. And you're going to say, Amy, is that even legal? Well, you will have the liability will extend. So, yes, you can do that on the road. Should you? Probably not, because that's pretty darn long. Mm. That's like a tractor trailer you're pulling.
Yeah, that's not a good situation.
And it's not. Recommend it? No.
No, no, no.
No. Someone else take up a truck, but that's okay. But can you? Yes, you'll have the liability that would extend.
So
but
you,
I don't
so
recommend it.
You do cover stupid then?
Yeah. I cover my family.
I got a question here. A friend of mine years ago had a cottage up at Lagoon City, and he had a visit, and the visit was a couple of raccoons that moved in, which he didn't know about, of course, because he wasn't checking it out in the wintertime. And when he finally did go up in the spring, there was one of those shows, you know?
Yep, and they make a mess.
Horrible mess. Yes, and there was no coverage.
No, you do with us.
Oh, okay.
See, with us, absolutely, we have you. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter, motorhome, travel trailers, raccoons, bears, because a lot of times some people do not take all their food out of the trailers.
Right.
And they will get in there. They're hungry right now. They're just like waking up. They have their babies. So no, you are absolutely covered for that. Raccoons, the bears, the deers. Well, actually, we were up at Algonquin Park and we had moose, and it was rocking the trailer, like itching itself. You're covered. That's covered. That's a big animal, and it happens.
Yeah, they're big.
And you're camping outdoors, so you're going to have the wildlife.
Well, right, so it's not your responsibility. So what they told him was he had to do a weekly check, you see, to maintain the coverage. But you don't have that at all.
No, because we know it's for recreational use. You're not living in it. You're not there. Ooh, Nelly, you're not there every day. This is me talking with my hands. Anyone who knows me, my hands are flying.
Like the moose scratching up against the side. I got an itch. Don't mind me.
So even with that, and while you're parked, we also have your premise liability for you. So while you're parked and you're unhooked from your trailer, because you always have to park your car somewhere else. There's only allowed like two per lot when you're camping at the parks. So we also have that. And a lot of times you'll call your home or auto, they'll tell you, you got your liability. But sometimes they forget to mention when you're unhooked, you have nothing. With us, you do.
Right.
And even your animals, we have pet injury for you. Because we know you take your dogs, some people take their cats. We have that. So in the event of a claim, let's say, storms, because by golly, I think we're in for it with these big storms this year, just like we had last year. Mm-hmm. Windstorm, you're going to be covered. So let's say your trailer tripped or flipped, which happens, and your animal was inside, your dog or your cat, they broke their leg due to that accident. Mm-hmm. We'll give you $1,000 for your pet injury to help you because they are part of your family. It's not just your kids.
Now, if they were underneath the trailer when it flipped, what happens then?
Well, you're still.
Oh, you didn't sign up for the
had a cat
insurance.
Where did it go? No.
right. Question. Now, so how do people find you?
Oh, come to, you can find us at arvinetips.ca. Mm-hmm. And as well, now that we're talking a little about RVs, I'm going to jump into collector cars because I know people are wondering, how do we get in touch with you for collector car insurance? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You can literally still go to arvinetips.ca and get us for our collector car. And you may say, how are we different than the other insurance companies that are there?
How are you different than other insurance companies?
Well, we see. That's exactly it. We have our own separate department. So, you know, remember I said we have their specialized people. So you call, you are still talking to someone. You're not getting passed over and then passed over. We can help you one-stop shop. Still one-stop shop.
Bertha, call for you.
Yep.
Bertha.
That's exactly it. So, and do you know what the greatest part of ours is? We have what's called the 19A.
I know what that is. I looked it up.
I don't know.
Did
what
you?
That is.
I did my homework. No. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes.
I didn't do that.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. It means.
It's here on my sheet. What does it mean now?
It means the agreed value of the vehicle.
Absolutely.
Because
yes.
You know everybody works hard on redoing their cars, mm-hmm. whether they give the money to somebody else or do it their own self. They think their vehicle's worth a whole lot of mm-hmm. money. Now, the appraiser may not feel it's exactly worth that much or think it's over the top. But you want coverage for that amount.
Yes.
And because of this policy, OPCF 190, 19A,
yep.
the agreed value policy, you can actually get that money back.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That's very cool.
And the best part, we also have coverage. There I go again. Oh, Nelly. So we
Who is Nelly?
I know. I don't know. So we also have this cherished salvage.
Who?
Cherished salvage.
Okay.
So you want that. It's a percentage of your however many dollars you insure your car for.
Mm-hmm.
That means if you have a total loss with your car,
mm-hmm.
we all know that ownership, staying in your name, is you want that when you have a collector car with high value.
Mm-hmm.
That's the coverage you want. So that means if you have a total loss, that ownership is not getting changed into the company name. You get your car back.
Oh.
I can appreciate that.
So when you have, and we all know collector cars, you're going to rebuild.
Yep.
You're going to rebuild it. Mm-hmm. You want it back because you're going to fix it up because it's the time. You have the time, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of heart that goes into it. Like I know with our truck, Jackson, well, my oldest son, he sits in it. He's not allowed. I'll let you know this, though. If you're not over 25, you're not driving.
Okay.
You have to be over 25 years of age.
Or if you are, you're not insured.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yes, that's exactly it. So you want to make sure you have that coverage. And plus with us, you know, you in the wintertime, you're going to cover some of your cars.
Mm-hmm.
And those car covers are expensive. We also have $500 for that. $750 for your spare parts.
Mm-hmm.
So we know. So when I tell you, listen to me, just like the butter tart I gave you, Al, I told you this morning it's from Butter Tarts and More, and it really juicy.
It was so juicy.
And it went down his arms and everything. He didn't listen to me. But with this collector car, listen to me, you want the specialized insurance, and you can go to rvingtips.ca for more information on it.
That's great, but I didn't get it in the carpet, so...
No, you didn't.
No, so admin's not going to get a letter about it today.
No.
I made sure I put my legs together, I caught it in my jeans, and nothing made it to the floor, so we're good. All right, after the break, we're going to be talking to PC Sean Shapiro. Oh, we're going to be talking about e-scooters and fines and three wheels and four wheels and homemade cars and... Oh, my God. There's just so many different variables on there, eh?
Oh, there's crazy stuff going on in the streets of Toronto.
The only constant is Brian hates them all.
All of them.
We'll be back with Sean right after this break.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gelman and Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance. And joining us on the phone is voiceover cop himself, PC Sean Shapiro. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're all good here. We're dry anyway. It's raining outside.
I'm dry for the time being, but I'm about to hit the road.
Let's also imagine or remind everybody that PC also stands for politically correct. So we got to keep it clean today, buddy.
Oh,
I'll do my best.
He was thinking it was just police constable, but no. When you're on the radio, you got to make it sound nice. So it's really a show. Let's just call it a show. It's a blank show when it comes to all these weird arse vehicles that are on the road. What are we doing with these?
Well, they're eventually all getting classified. Now, there's some things that the Ministry of Transportation and the HTA haven't dealt with yet, but they're making great strides to create pilot programs to accommodate all these new vehicles and evaluate to see whether or not they should or should not be on the road. And some of the stuff that's been hit in the media are these low power vehicles, some new enclosed hybrid, not hybrid, but three-wheeled mobility scooters, electric mobility scooters, that'll be capable of doing 32 kilometers an hour and keep you dry at the same time. They're extending the golf cart, or at least talking about it, extending the golf cart pilot to allow more than the two communities that currently do it. And this means that there's going to be some new things on the road that you will have to contend with and share space with.
So basically, we're talking e-vehicles, but even a gasoline-powered vehicle as well then.
In terms of golf carts, I don't know if there's any requirement or specifics about power source, or if it'll be all golf carts. In any case, right now there's only two rural communities that allow them, and they could be seeing their way to streets closer to Toronto. But all of these pilots require people or the cities to opt in, just like the e-kick scooter pilot.
How does a policeman know which vicinity he should be? Stop people or not? I guess he doesn't really.
Well, in Toronto, you can't.
But period.
None of these are technically legal.
But I see tons of people on these two-wheel electric scooters. A scooter, right?
Well, you've got e-bikes, and then the what qualifies as an e-bike is actually a fairly broad description, and should really be broken down into multiple things, because you've got your pedelec bikes that don't have a throttle. You have to pedal, and they just augment the energy you put into them with your feet. Mm-hmm. But then you have these bikes that look like motorcycles. They have these tiny pedals that really don't function, but they're there for looks to make them legal. And with very simple modifications, those things do 80 kilometers an hour. They're clearly motorcycles that are taking advantages of loopholes in the law. But if they go more than 32 kilometers an hour, they're not legal for the road. And that goes for any e-bike. So there's a lot of different subcategories, but right now they're under one blanket. The only thing that is clearly defined as another vehicle is the e-kick scooter. That's the one that looks like it has a skateboard deck with two tiny wheels.
Right,
and those are prohibited in Toronto, and if they're legal, like Mississauga allows them. Well, in order to be legal under the HTA, they have to be capped at 24 kilometers an hour for maximum speed. Problem is, we see people, and I put up a video a little while ago, it's got like 260,000 views right now, and that's of a guy doing about 50 kilometers an hour on one. Clearly not an e-kick scooter under the definition. It qualifies as a motor vehicle, and if it were to be legal, it would have to have the license, ownership, and insurance, but you can't actually insure those or license them for the road, which makes them off-road only.
I see tons of those. Like the food delivery guys all use them.
And if they're breaking a bylaw by operating in the city, if they qualify as e-kick scooters, so they're following the requirements of being under 24 kilometers an hour or maximum 24 kilometers an hour. And those, we don't want them. They're not legal, but at least you're not going to be seeing the mega fines. You see those one-wheeled electric, they're unicycles, and they do like 50 miles an hour, 70 kilometers an hour easily. Those are absolutely prohibited. We've seen some gruesome collisions involving those. And the operators of those are being charged for operating unsafe vehicles on a road, and that's big, big bucks.
And that's the way it should be. I was telling the guys this morning that, that in my neighborhood there was a gentleman on a one of those vaguely bicycle, motorcycle, electric powered things, and he was pretending he was a pedestrian and a bicycle and then a motorcycle and then riding everywhere. And it was just incredible. Of course, I did not leave him room between my vehicle and the curb when I stopped at the stoplight ahead of him. But nonetheless, I mean, it's got to be difficult to actually police this sort of stuff.
It's going to be, it's absolutely time intensive. You need to understand all of the laws, and you have to have the time to focus on it, because we really look at the items where the offense is driver behaviors that lead to serious injury and death on our roads. That's our priority: speeding, aggressive driving, distracted driving, impaired driving. And that takes up a lot of time, not to mention collision investigation and all those other calls. And when we see things, even if we want to deal with them, sometimes we're prioritized elsewhere. So, more officers means more opportunities to really crack down on offenders in these areas.
So that's why you see, you know, we're the drive-by, let's call it.
For drive-by?
No. I'm just talking about where you see a cruiser and you see somebody doing something dumb, and but he just drives past it.
That's it. Yeah.
He's got other priorities.
Yeah.
I know we had a break-in years ago, and I waited forever, and they said it's Friday night. You know, and there are other higher priority cases, so you just have to understand there's not 4 million cops available at everybody's beck and call, right? So we've got to take those more important ones first. So,
and it's unfortunate because I want to stop everybody for everything because that's how I'm wired, and it kills me if I've got to go somewhere else. But you have to deal with the priorities, and it's an unfortunate reality. If we have a prisoner on board, we've arrested somebody, well, we can't pull over and take care of a ticket for someone who broke a minor offense.
Exactly.
Well, I think they do that in the movies.
Well, I like the movies.
The plot twist.
Yeah, because these e-bikes are getting very popular with all the campgrounds too.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot of private property.
Mm-hmm. It's a totally different situation. Even these modified bikes are okay for off-road. As long as they are permitted on the property.
Yep.
Those off-road or private property places may have their own rules.
Mm-hmm.
And what many people don't realize is they try and use these bikes on parks in the city of Toronto. And most of the ones that are motorcycle-looking aren't permitted there. Even though the HTA doesn't specify that they have different rules, different bylaws do impact them. They can't be in private parks or in public parks. So, and there's also a maximum speed limit in public parks of 20 kilometers an hour, regardless of what you're operating.
All right, Sean, quickly, we're going to have to boogie shortly, but the license plates are peeled off. They can't be read. What happens there?
Well, you get a ticket for $110 in Ontario. You can't obstruct or obscure your plate. You can't modify it. If it's peeling, take it to the ministry. If it's within 5 years, it's covered under warranty. Get it replaced for free. If it's older than that, you might be paying $52, but that's certainly a deal compared to the $110 we're going to charge you each and every time we get you.
I've seen where people have painted them themselves, eh? You're not supposed to do that.
I've seen so many reasonable facsimiles and modified versions. You know what? I their heart's in the right place. Unfortunately, that's actually an arrestable offense, modifying a license plate.
I was cleaning it up. I was making it more legible. So you
making
guys,
it pretty.
There you go.
You're an artist.
Yeah, con artist, perhaps. So you want to save that fine, go get one. And if you're lucky, you'll get a freebie. Sean, where do people find you?
Best place to go is trafficcop.ca. I've got links to all of my social media as well as useful links that you can use for renewing your license plate or getting more information about e-bike laws.
And if you've got a dumbass question, you can ask a cop. No problem.
Ask a traffic cop. That's the segment, hashtag ask a traffic cop. We go live Monday to Friday from 10 to 11, and you can join us on our show. Ask it right there. We'll answer it right there, too.
John, have yourself a great weekend.
You too. All the best. Take care.
Drive safe, man. Take care. This is Dave's Corner Garage. Taking a break, and we'll be right back.
Welcome back to Dave's Corner Garage. I'm Brian Max in studio with Alan Gellman and the inimitable Amy Bradley from Wayfair Insurance. And don't forget, we've got a new YouTube channel. It's Dave's Corner Garage. And, of course, our Facebook page is also Dave's Corner Garage, which is very busy. And on Instagram, it's Dave's Corner Garage 1. So visit us on your favorite social media platform.
And, you know, people were talking about camping and people love to do it. There are people that would like to do it year-round, and now there's a way to do it.
Absolutely. So I was talking to Stacey Robinson. So her and Al, they own Great Canadian RV. They are going to be having the Ultra Extreme 365, it's what it's called. So that's outside of Peterborough. And they're going to be having four-season trailers, which will be good for our Canadian camping. Now, you're going to say, where do I go for those camping?
That was my next question.
Yes. So because there's a couple of provincial parks, like Mew Lake, it's open all year round, which is Algonquin Park. They're open all year round. They even have those yurts that you can go to. And they're building little cabins as well. I only know that because that's where we go in September. So, and you'll have some other, like, parks that are not provincial, so your private campgrounds, but you're going to have to look into it to see which ones are really open for that. And you're going to say, how is this trailer a four-season trailer? Why is it so special? Well, you've got to realize, when we winterize our trailers, you have to put the antifreeze, your RV antifreeze, so your pipes don't burst because it freezes and everything expands. You've got your black and your gray tanks. Well, how do you keep them from not freezing up? There's heaters. They have heaters underneath of them. So that's why they're for, and it's more in tune than that. Like, there's a whole bunch, like...
They're insulated, I'm sure.
Yes, yep. A lot better than the ones, well, I shouldn't say like the ones, but it's a four season. So it's due to our winter climax. So that's coming soon in the next month or so, I would say. Mm-hmm. Which is exciting because a lot of people are starting to winter camp. Me, not so much. I don't enjoy that. I'd rather sit by my fire that I have and just stay inside, go snowmobiling, come back home and warm up. But it's each to everyone. And you're going to say, Amy, will you insure me? Yes, we will insure those trailers.
All right, here's a question. You've got to...
Get rich, study.
Serious.
Study.
Well, no. No, you talked about, well, they have
Steve
to heat...
Steve Harvey.
They have to keep the pipes hot, right?
Yep.
Well, you need electricity.
The campgrounds will still have the little poles.
Okay.
For electricity. Now, the one thing you have to be careful of, when you're booking these campsites, you can get a 10-amp, 15-amp, or a 50-amp. Make sure you're not getting, if it's heated, you're going to need some, good electricity coming through. So you want the proper voltage coming to your trailers. You don't break a breaker or pop a breaker. Because that's going to get cold too.
I just thought about 14 different lines after all that.
Yeah, exactly.
That's it?
breaker. We got a leaking camper out here on the line here. They only signed up for a 10-amp service, and they need a 50. What the heck are we going to do?
What's with these guys? Leaking campers, and he's got spraying going on.
Something's going on over here with Al.
See a urologist.
Well, and then, of course, you need a vehicle, though, that's good enough to tow it.
Yep, with winter tires. Because if you're stuck and you have a snowstorm and you need to get out, you want to make sure... You have all the proper.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that,
all the proper.
That winter trailer you're talking about is a towable trailer.
Yes.
It's not a motorhome.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
Okay, good.
Just the trailers. Do you know what? I'll have to ask Stacy that and ask her.
You study.
If
good.
They're coming. I know. You're
Especially
making
now.
Me do
I mean,
homework.
I mean, look, today it's so muddy out there.
Mm-hmm.
You need decent tires.
You
all
do.
Right. Speaking of information, if you need more about Wayfair Insurance, go to the wayfarerinsurancegroup.com. And you got a phone number for the old kind of people there,
1-844-929-4768. And I'll just let you know how we were just talking to Constable Sean? For the golf carts, if you have a park model, we have golf cart coverage.
Of course.
Of course I
do. Of course you do.
Yep. And I will let you know, because your listeners are fantastic,
uh-huh.
And they really are. So when I was at trade shows, they were coming over to talk to me. All of your listeners, if they want to join the Explorer V Club to save 10% off their insurance, they'll save $10 off their membership.
Yeah!
Gifts everywhere!
Thanks again for the butter tarts, too. They were delicious.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Maybe I'll bring you a chicken next time.
Carlos, thank you. You did a great job, and we'll see you all next week. Drive safe, everyone. And if you're towing something, be extra safe. Gotta go.
This has been an exclusive podcast of Dave's Corner Garage. Heard every Saturday morning from 10 to 11 on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.